Now that the floor is really open to the audience, anybody who would like to make a contribution, we'd be very pleased to hear from you. There's one here in the front row. No, please either indicate a name or that you don't wish to identify yourself.
Thank you very much. I just think that it's appropriate that I should speak after Mr. Young because of the simple reason that my situation is not unlike Mr. Young's. I have been in a recognised same-sex couple partnership through the City of Sydney Council with Clover Moore now for, it has been recognised for 18 years, with an elderly war veteran. My private life, just to give you a little bit about myself, is that I'm a HIV-positive male of 24 years, and I came in contact with the veteran, Mr. Hunt, some 18 years ago, where he had a nervous breakdown as a result of serving for this country and serving overseas in battle as a war veteran. At the time I first met him, he was in a bedsitter apartment down in Bondi Junction, and he was running backwards and forwards getting psychiatric assistance and support. As he is elderly, he had a great deal of struggle and trauma in the early days, which thanks to the Mr. John Howard government is not out of play, as I believe he has been very forthright and discriminatory against gay and lesbian people. I believe that I got him into a housing commission bedsitter unit in Randwick, and he's currently now in nursing home. He was an absolute wreck when I first met him, and he put his age up to serve in the country, and he was gay, and he went through enormous discrimination problems and complications. What actually happened was, more interestingly enough, one of the major points that I'd like to talk about this evening at this point of view, time, is that I had only learnt in the last 2 years that Mr. Hunt was entitled for his service overseas in the ballet of over 15 years, working with Rex Harrison, being in movies such as Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Benny Hill and all that he was actually entitled to receive a pension from England for his working service in England in the ballet over many years, making dancing and working in many films. This man was 84 years of age. I wrote to the English Department of Social Security, and they did recognise the fact, as they have now recognised the fact overseas in England, as I'm sure a lot of people are aware, of same-sex couple entitlements over there. Unlike Australia, yet again, thanks to the John Howard government. However, there was a period from the age of 65 to 84 where we did not apply for, he did not receive his rightful entitlements of his pension, which they've paid back with increments and supporting increments backdated from his 65th to 84th birthday. Mr. Hunt's health declined significantly, and my health declined significantly. Basically, what actually happened was that he became incontinent. I had to get full-time care, and he is now residing in nursing home care. The situation is that because of me being on a disability support pension, and as well as looking after Mr. Hunt on a full-time basis, as I have had to do, because there is no other member of his family that is in a position to provide him with any attention or support, the onus fell back on me. I had learned through the English government that I had an entitlement as a partner pension. It has gone through the process over in England, and whilst it has been recognised, the Howard government yet again has denied me from obtaining my rightful entitlement of a partnership pension over in England. and they will not allow it because of this current legislation. Hence, needless to mention, of course, I'm in a very difficult financial situation whereby I know Mr. requires my full-time care, assistance and support, and thanks to the current legislation in Australia, they've even denied my overseas entitlement from England. Absolutely appalling. And I believe that I was a little bit disappointed when I came into the room, because whilst there's a lot of people here, I think there's a big message that needs to come across this evening in recognition of same-sex couple, which in the long term will affect the gay and lesbian community as a whole. And I thank the HERIOC, the Human Rights and Equal Opportunities Commission, for allowing, and in particular the President, for allowing us to come forward this evening to explain our difficulties and the discrimination that we suffer as gay and lesbian people. Thank you.
Thank you very much.